message. Monday night, or Liyud Beis Adar. What we're going to do now, in a radical departure, is that we're going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Purim with my Charusa, I mean my Shir. And that is in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, 141. Kuf Mem Aleph is Purim. Kuf Mem Aleph, Hilchos Megillah. If you have a court case, and you're allowed to think like that, even though really we're not superstitious, it's a very difficult inyan, that although we're not superstitious in the normal sense of the word, but there are what we call it omens, we are allowed to say, oh, this is a good chodesh. It's really difficult, like how are we allowed to say something like that? We don't really, so it's discussed at length, we won't go into it now. Siv Beis. V'nei Mordechai v'yester, nekalu ha'yehudim v'shloisha solochay d'shadar, laman al nafsham, to defend themselves. Uli hinokem me'oiveyem, and to take mekoma from their enemies. V'yitzvichel v'agesh rachmim, me'es Hashem nizbarach shmo, and they davened. V'yazrein, that he should help them in the mekoma. Matzinu, and we find chumash, we find the precedent, shekasher hoyu yisrael b'mulchoma, that when they went to battle, his anu, they fasted, and they davened, sheyazrim Hashem. V'gamosh Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom b'yom shenulcham b'mamolek, his anu, he fasted, that's a mechilta. Yim keim, mistoma gam oz, we presume. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Purim. Wait, I have to take this call. Hello? Yeah. Wait, stop. Is he knowledgeable? Okay, yeah. Oh, so you mean the menu is lying? Yeah, sure. Maybe it's a mitzvah to tell him that I'm going to keep the water because he's mahan. So you think I can go ahead and get everything else? Now, what's the problem with Kishtab the Goose?
Very nice. Usually it's cool, a lot cooler than usual.
Yeah.
You mean, so it became a minig not to eat it, even though you could check?
Therefore, opinion of that. Very nice.
Very nice. I was at one for 2 weeks ago.
So definitely I shouldn't get the good news.
Or was it?
It was the Ramban show in Ketamon.
Thank you.
Ketamon. Mm-hmm. Okay,
anyway, so I ordered the Chinese food for a Purim Suda, for a place. So it has like a private So anyway, so when I made the order on the phone, I got the menu, and there was a lot of forms of duck. Different duck and orange, duck and lemon, Suzanne duck. So the guy on the phone, the owner of the store, said, "That's not my husband. Duck's not my husband." It's a little weird. And also, what about the kalim? Anyway, first of all, it's not duck. And now the story comes out. It's goose. I don't know why. How could, it's like fake advertising. Do goose and duck taste the same?
No, duck is a lot fattier.
What?
Duck is a lot more fatty.
I should know, because I was just in a place that had duck and goose and veal and lamb and every. I was just in an art school dinner where they had everything. So I should know, but I was too busy eating. I mean, people, you have these like real rich people. What's that? And then I asked the guy with the hat. No, what's that? And he tells them, everybody said nice. Everybody's treated with a lot of respect. What's that? What's that? What's that? I mean, it's the same question 1,000 times. Anyway,
sushi one last time.
I can't even think about sushi. Anyway, so it's goose. Then there's something called stuffed. So it's stuffed goose.
Okay.
These are stuffed goose, and stuffed goose always presented a kashrus issue. I'm not sure they stuffed it. The question of they tore the veshet, if they tore the, which of the veshet, the esophagus or the other one, or the lung?
I think it's the esophagus.
So they check it afterwards. Maybe you can't check it 100%. Anyway, that's why it's not mahadrin. It really is mahadrin. The person in charge of the hashgacha of the restaurant knows the shochtim. He checked it in Romania. And he knows the shochtim, and he knows it's meyachuz, and he holds they do check it. They check it well. But it's like a mahadrin place, it seems, doesn't serve what's called in Yiddish gestopte geese, stuffed geese. The mahadrin place doesn't start up with it. Doesn't go there. He allowed the store. This is a very interesting story. This mashgiach, this private mashgiach, who's meyachuz, everybody says he's like very machmir, very good person. He's meyachuz, but the guy is not sure if he wants to, if the store to go mahadran. He wants to test the market, and he wants to see if he has increased business, he wants to see if it's kedai for him. So he asked for permission to still sell. He doesn't want to cut off all of his, very interesting, very, very fascinating. He doesn't want to cut off all of his suppliers. He doesn't want to so he'll do everything mahadrin, except he wanted the guy let him for 3 months till he decides, he let him keep the stuffed goose, which really is good. It's just the mahadrin place would never sell it. And it's different kalim, different everything.
Oh, different kalim. Oh,
that's what was bothering me. Is he telling it be the same kalim because he knows it's good, even though he can't call it mahadrim? Once you start to cut corners like that, you're in trouble. Turns out there's different kalim. It's made in a wok, a separate wok. Everything's separate. And he's letting him do it for 3 months until he decides, because he hears the story, he doesn't want to cut off. So if he goes mahadrin, he can't sell it.
Why after they shut it? They sell it, now it's okay, then they stuff it.
When do they stuff
the
it?
Problem?
They stuff it when it's alive. We're talking about they stuff like. They stuff it to make it fatter. That's my understanding. Who cares if they stuff it after it's dead? Stuffed geese is a special thing that they stuff it to fatten.
They overfill them with food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they mamish. It has a word in Yiddish. Get. Who knows? We need a food person. Schrager, you know what stuffed geese means? What's stuffed goose?
What?
Stuffed goose, you ever hear of that?
is it, what's it called? Foie gras or something?
That's what I would say.
Foie gras?
Yeah, but how did it...
Oh, how they stuff it, it's disgusting.
They stuff it when it's alive?
Yeah, they force feed it.
Oh, they force feed it with what? Like with food, to make it fat.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible.
It's very painful. It's very it's a lot of animal.
Like Sarah Balakhaya.
You know, a lot of animal activists won't eat pate foie gras. There's some food that comes from stuffed geese. Yeah. Some fancy that's food.
It's a French name. It's fancy.
Yeah, pate foie gras.
Foie gras.
Yeah,
foie gras. It's a French name. It means suffering and.
Anyway, a lot of animal rights. But it's really Sarah Balakhaya. Really, that's a.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about that. It seems the esophagus tears a lot of times in the stuffing. They tear the esophagus and it becomes a kashrus issue. And you have to check it very carefully after you shecht it to see if it's torn or not.
What about the Sarah Balakhaya issue? Because there's a there because it's tasty, that's okay.
What?
Because people like it, it's tasty, that's okay.
You're asking me now to paskin?
No.
I'm not capable. I would have to do research. I know it's an issue, but it certainly doesn't make it tray if it doesn't make it usher to eat. Once they're shechted and they're just giving it to stores.
You're Ariel Top.
Anyway, so he let the store sell it. But did you ever hear? I have a Chinese store that I'm dealing with for Purim, and he has a lot of duck dishes. Oh. No, it turns out it's not duck, it's goose. It's not a false advertising. I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
Unless it's interchangeable, it tastes the same. How can he call it duck? It's goose.
In Chinese, it's spelled the same.
So that's why.
But it won't be this foie gras, because that's expensive. It won't be the stuffed goose.
It is. That's the problem. That's why it's not really mahadri. The goose, when I made my order, the owner told me the duck is not mahadri. He didn't explain why. He just said the duck is not mahadri. Now, I did a research because I was worried about the kalim. And what do you mean it's not mahadri? So is the rest of the still mahadri? What's it all about? So now my friend Rabbi Stein talked to the person in charge of the kashrus. Turns out it's not duck, it's geese. It's stuffed geese. And a mahadran place would not sell stuffed geese. Because of the kashrus issue. Even though this particular one, he knows the show, he lets it into the store because he knows the shochtim and he knows it's checked. And it really is good. It's just like a mahadran place wouldn't be selling this. But it's called duck, and I don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
no, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to me. He doesn't have to tell me it's goose. He didn't have to say anything to me. You can get mahadran duck in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. You can get shechted duck. He said, he just didn't explain himself. He said, the duck is not mahadran. Turns out, because it's not duck.
He knew he was lying, or in English?
It wasn't no gay. He told me, it's the duck is not mahadran. So when I made my order, he said, forget it, the duck's not mahadran. So he was very honest with me. I wouldn't have known.
Is he in Israeli or in English?
I have no idea. My daughter talked to him. I didn't talk to him. It's a store on Karen Kayemis, Beijing, it's called Peking.
Decided not to go with Hawkers?
Hawkers doesn't have Chinese food.
No. But I thought you were going to do the cold cut thing.
I am.
Okay.
No. You never were in my house, Purim.
I
see you whenever in my house, Purim.
No.
If you think there's a contradiction between having tons of everything.
Like Art Scroll.
What was it about the speech, the Feast of Achash Verus and the...
Lassos Kirtzon Ishmael. That's when I originally started doing it 30 years ago in Muncie. That was the idea, to have a Lassos Kirtzon Ishmael party. And I used to, when I was younger, I used to take orders. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when I first came here in Eish HaTorah, guys used to... I took orders. What do you want to have by Yasuda? And we would do it.
Even for sushi.
Even for sushi. I even remember who ordered it. An older single girl ordered it. So we got it. Somebody, I remember Avram Lewis. I still remember his order from 14 years ago. Swedish meatballs. Sweet and sour Swedish meatballs, something like that. Well, then I called up a chef, and I asked him how to make it. He told my wife how to make it, and she made it. then I stopped, because it became... I did it for like 20 years. Even I remember doing it in Eretz Yisrael for Eishet Torah guys when I first came. Then it became... Then I left Eishet Torah. I came here. A bunch of boring people here. And anyway, it's not Purim for them. So I stopped after I stopped. Now I just have everything. Like, and I wait for Mordechai Bernstein to show up with his kids. You know where the word Arbe comes from?
I've seen it downstairs.
Yep.
By the time I was finished talking, there's nothing left. You know that.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll buy a lot of popcorn and make a kid's table.
Yeah, but the kids won't stay at the kid's table.
Okay, anyway, that was interesting. Cool. So my friend Rabbi Slank feels, Rav Spira didn't like the idea that in the same store, keep it separate. But the person in charge, whose name was Rabbi Fink, managed to convince my friend Rabbi Stein that it's mamish separate. So I think that the shtickel mitzvah, I want to call back and say, I want you to know I'm making this order because you're Mahadri. I want to
to encourage him to go
to know,
that
yeah,
route.
I wanted to know that there's really... Yeah, so I'm certainly not going to cancel the order because of the duck. I'm trusting Rabbi Fink. He convinced Rabbi Stein that he's really makbid, that it should be kept separate. So I'm going to go with him because I want to encourage him to stay makbid. I think it's a very... So why should I be super duper duper whooper machmir? Just... In fact, I'm going to increase my order. I'm going to double my order. I'm going to order twice of everything I bought already. I hope you like egg rolls. This is going to be like...
I like it.
What?
I said I like egg rolls.
Spring rolls, you mean, right? What does it mean? I couldn't tell. It had different names. One was spring.
Spring rolls are vegetarian. They don't have chicken.
Oh, that's...
Egg rolls, I think, are vegan.
Okay.
Egg sushi rolls.
No sushi. No sushi. Geese. How do you say goose in Hebrew? Maybe talk in Hebrew. Well, you have a dictionary on your thing?
I have a Google translator.
Okay. How do you say Google? How do you say goose? Evos Aleph Vav Zion? So I said, now do duck. Duck is maybe bar. Like we sing them in the Shabbos, bar, burim, the slob, the dog.
Barzal, no?
I don't know, what does it say, duck?
Barbar. Barbar.
What?
Barbaz.
Barbaz? Bays.
Bet. Reish. Vav, Dog, Zion.
So how can you do that?
It's not even close.
Okay, I'm not gonna sue him.
Oh, but then they have a bunch of other names as well. See all the other synonyms for God.
No, that's a different word.
Tomorrow 9:15?
It's a shem. Oh, okay.
Look, the rabbi has a shir, 9:15.
Yeah, look at this. It's how can I send all these people away? I'm saying shiur tomorrow. Just make sure somebody's there.
Oh, for these guys.
Make sure somebody's there besides you.
They're off the air, maybe.
Okay. So it's very interesting. So probably, it says in Mechilta that Moshe Rabbeinu fasted, and So Mistamba b'mei Mordechai v'yesod, they also fasted. So that's why we fast Tainus Esther, because they probably, Tainus Esther has nothing to do really with the fast that Esther told.
Of 3 days, or five
days. 3 days.
3 days.
Nothing to do with it, really. Tainus Esther is because probably they fasted on the 13th of Adar when they went to war. Now normal people would not fast on the day they go to war. Really, you see that the Jewish people, we believe in Hashem, and we fast so that we should have a kapara from our Averus, and we go to war.
If I remember correctly, and I was very young at the time of the Yom Kippur War, but I thought the Rebbeim here actually told the soldiers to eat, if I remember correctly.
It's very likely, you know, I guess it depends how strong you are. I guess so in earlier Doros, they had stronger constitutions. You're right. It's a sign, first of all, that they were strong, and it's also a sign that even if they were a little weak, but they... I don't know, really. It's interesting. They believed in Hashem so much that they said it's worthwhile for them to fast and to do tshuva and this and be a little weak. So, v'lachin kibul aleim kol yisol yom zel latainas sibur v'nikra tainas Esther k'day lizgar to remember shaboris baruch shmo roe v'shomea tfilas kol ish beis saraso that Hashem hears your tfilah kasha yisane v'yoshev al Hashem b'chol u'bobo k'moshos al al-asayna v'yom v'hei v'kobukom nevertheless. This is not a regular tainas on the madrega of the four tanesim shavos v'tamuz tishavov some Gedalia and not on that level. Therefore, Yeshlokobo based on Tzorech, you could be more lenient. Pregnant women should not be fasting.
I think that it's on a higher level, only because of Purim going to be one of the only chag that's going to be left.
That's a good point, but the fasting on the day before, it was just a minig. It was not instituted by the Nevi'im like the four Tanesim were. At least that's how we paskin. So you can be more lenient if someone's pregnant or nursing, or if someone has a headache. You can be, but he says in Mitztarim Harbe, only if you're in great distress. Now really, if you're in great distress, you don't have to fast even on the regular four Tanesim. So it's not so clear what is the difference. Ten yolendos kalam yom, 30 days after a birth. V'chein chosom b'toch shivus v'mei amishtah shalom, and it's orach le'hassanos. Whoa. That would be who got married last night, Schwartz. Somebody Schwartz. Married last night, so they got married last night. So now it's a shiloh, right? So so now he may not have to fast on Wednesday. But the Yifru is a tainus, achakach he has to fast a different day instead. But God school speaks out.
Schwartz, you're talking about?
I don't know his first name. I know his wife is my editor.
So what, the fast on a different day, like after Purim?
That's what Meikar had did. But he brings down here that the Mishnah Berurah says maybe not. So you should consult your local Orthodox rabbi.
You're saying the chassan doesn't have to fast?
The chassan, according to the kitzur, doesn't have to fast. Because it's in Shivas Rimei HaMishnah.
I'm assuming that includes the kala or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Assuming correctly. Avul Shor HaBriyim, Shalom Aleichem. Are you back a long time already? Please forgive me. So you were here Shabbos. I didn't click for me to say Shalom Aleichem. I forgot you were away. Because I had just been away. I was away for a week. So I forgot that you were away. So I must have seen you and I did say Shalom Aleichem. So I'm saying it now. I will show her Briam. Lo Yifishu Asatum and Atzibur. Just because you're too lazy, even if you're traveling because you love a tightness, you have to fast. You have to be a little ill. You can't just stop and say, the Yom Yudalad Adahu Purim, you know that. If Purim's on a Sunday, you fast on Thursday. That happened the last 2 years. I live in Yerushalayim, I got used to the idea of not having a headache by Kriyas HaMegillah. Because they lay the Megillah the next day. Okay, Dalin, L'chvayt HaMegillah Yeshulubos B'day Shabbos B'Bo'er. Forget just on the Shabbos building. Shemobi B'Day Sarkresis, you come home at night, you should have a set table, Neros, Dolkos. It should look festive, it should look yontem thing. Okay. Arvus Yitnishman Esrei, you say Kadosholim, you discabel, you read the Megillah, then you say Vata Kadosh, and then you say again Kadosholim, but without discabel. Okay. Now we know all about geese.